health officials have been put on alert after learning that an American man who flew from Prague to Montreal last Thursday was carrying a highly dangerous strain of tuberculosis. A number of passengers on the Czech Airlines flight are to undergo medical tests to make sure they haven't become infected. However, Czech officials say the chances of the so-called super TB spreading to other passengers were low. Rob Cameron has this report.
Czech Airlines say the crew of Flight 104 from Prague to Montreal was alerted about 5 hours into the flight that one of its passengers was carrying a highly contagious disease. The man from the US state of Georgia had contracted a strain of tuberculosis called XDR-TB, which is highly resistant to virtually all antibiotics. The plane was carrying 187 passengers plus crew. Czech authorities say they are working with Czech Airlines to track down everyone who was sitting in the two rows either side of the man and ensure they are placed under medical supervision. The remaining passengers have also been contacted by the airline and advised to have tests. Michal Witt is the Czech Republic's chief medical officer.
We consider this to be a serious illness, and as the country's chief health officer, I and my colleagues have the responsibility to order those measures that we consider necessary. If, after consulting with our epidemiologists, we consider such measures essential, then we order them to be carried out. So we've ordered those at risk to be placed under strict medical supervision, including obligatory consultation with a doctor.
Michal Witt told Radio Prague that the chances of other passengers contracting the disease were actually fairly low.
It's important to stress that the patient was not macroscopically positive. In other words, he wasn't coughing up phlegm. He wasn't spreading droplets of infectious bacteria on board. And according to the information I have, he was wearing a face mask. So that should lower the possible level of risk.
And Czech airline spokeswoman Daniela Hupáková said there was little the airline could do to prevent such cases occurring.
Well, it's quite a hard question, and it's also quite a thing to do because the passengers are informed about the regulations and the conditions of the transportations, and they're supposed to obey them. So it's impossible to ask every passenger to get some permission from the doctor or ask them for some personal information regarding their health before they use our services. It's hard to do that.
The man, who has not been named, had been warned by the US authorities not to travel. However, American officials said compelling personal reasons had led him to ignore those warnings. On May the 13th, he flew from Atlanta to Paris. 11 days later, he boarded the Czech Airlines flight from Prague to Montreal. He re-entered the United States by car and has now been placed in isolation, the first isolation order to be issued in the US since 1963.